Granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store.
This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, so far, all of Rum's efforts to work on Abner's sympathy and thus get back into the store have failed. Abner clings to the paper which Lum signed as a joke, giving Abner sole ownership of the store and bakery, and he's determined not to give it up until Lum has learned his lesson. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grand Pappy Spears helping Abner in the Jot 'em Down store. Listen.
Contains approx 1 pound and 3 old sun-ripened tomatoes packed in natural juices.
Grandpap.
Ready for serving. May be used in soups.
Grandpap, please stop reading the labels on them cans. All I ask you to do is just help me stack this stuff up in the shelves.
Awful interesting reading, though, Abner.
Well, we never will get no work done that way.
Made from the pure juice of fresh, whole apples diluted with water.
Grandpap, now stop reading and get to work there.
Well, now, Abner, I ought to learn all I can about the merchandise, but I'm going to help you around the store here.
Well, I don't think I'm going to hire you after all, Grandpap. Dog, you're worse than no help at all. I wish the old Lum was back in the store.
Well, why don't you get him back then? You carried this thing fur enough, ain't you? He's learned his lesson by now, I reckon.
No, sir, he ain't getting back in here yet. Not after that last trick he tried to pull, making out like he's going to the orphan's home, calling himself Little Orphan Lum.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Well, I wouldn't have cared about that so much, but the very idea is getting Cedric to call up here and say he was an orphan's home calling for Lum. Dog, that's just going too far.
Well, that's right there. Shows how anxious old Lum is to get himself back into partnership with you.
Well, I don't believe it. No, sir. Not me.
And has Lum been in today?
No, I ain't saw him all day. Don't know where he's at.
Well, I see he's out somewhere still trying to sell them pencils.
Trying to sell pencils. Fact is, I don't believe he wants nobody to buy them from him. That way, why, he thinks I'll feel more sorrowful for him.
Yeah, I don't know, Abner. He might be getting a hurry. He's needing the money. Luke Spears said he come in the restaurant there last night and had an awful slim meal. Tried to make out like he weren't hungry, Luke said. You know, Lum, he dollars hungry.
Well, of course, if he's actual hungry, but wait a minute.
What's that?
There he comes. I don't want him to know we're talking about him.
Well, he couldn't have heard us, Abner.
Well, I know, but just act like we weren't even thinking about him.
Oh, yeah, all right. You see, what'll I be thinking about? Well, what are you going to be thinking?
I don't know.
How about Groundhog's Day? That's always a good winter topic to be thinking
about. Mind out. Here he comes, Grandpa. Well, howdy, Lum.
Hey, hello, Lum. Proud to see you.
Come on in.
Yeah, gentlemen. Mr. Peabody, Edwards is my name.
Huh?
L. Edwards is the full name.
Well, Lum, I know your name, or two after all these years.
Mr. Peabody, I'd like to have a few moments of your valuable time.
What are you reading that for?
I am representing the Daniel W. Frisbee Publishing Company. Well, I ain't learned it by heart yet.
Oh.
Here is my card.
Where? I don't see no card.
Well, I ain't had time to get them printed yet. That's just practicing. I got a button to wear, though. Look here. See it?
Well, Special Agent Frisbee Publishing Company.
Let me see it, Edna.
Well, what does that mean, Lum?
That means I'm a special agent, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice, Lum. It's a big company, too. Chances for advancement, all that.
Yes, huh?
Just started working for him this morning, and I'm cleaning up already.
Well, good for you, Lum.
Yeah, I got all of Polk County, every bit of it.
You mean you own the whole thing? No,
you don't. No, I don't exactly own it, but that's my exclusive territory.
Oh.
Nobody else but me can sell our magazine in Polk County.
Magazine. Oh.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. I don't reckon nothing.
Well, listen here, Abner. Selling magazines is a good business. Now, there's lots of fellas who've made big fortunes doing that.
They have, huh?
For sure. Besides, I've always wanted to go to college.
Go to college?
Yeah, I can either work towards a free scholarship in some college or get a pony.
Pony?
Yeah. Don't reckon I'd be much interested in a pony, though.
Why, of course not. Varieties, you couldn't ride no Shetland pony as big as you are long.
I bet you I could stay on him.
Well, you might stay on him. You wouldn't have no trouble. Your feet would drag the ground. You'd have to tie your feet to the saddle horn.
I can put on roller skates, can't I?
Well, could, I reckon. Be something new, riding horseback and roller skating at the same time. Maybe you could get one of them little wicker carts, Mom, have they got
no,
there?
No, no, I'm getting back. Good.
Well, I don't care.
Might be all right. If you ain't never tried it, don't knock it.
No, no.
Besides, I think you'd have to sell more magazines to get the pony anyway.
You do, huh? How many have you sold so far, Mom?
Oh, I don't know. Been selling so fast, I ain't kept track.
Well, about how many?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. I'll have to check up when I go home tonight.
Who you been selling to?
Oh, people. Different people.
Who?
Well, I can't recollect all their names, Granny's. I ain't no memories expert.
Well, just name one.
All right. Cedric Weehunt. Now.
Did Cedric buy one?
Well, he ain't actual boy, kid. He's going to talk it over with his papa first. I think he'll take one, though.
Tom.
Yeah?
Be honest now. You ain't sold a single magazine, have you?
Abner, this just ain't a reading town, I reckon. There ain't nobody that's interested in the Midwest farm and needlework weekly.
Farm and needlework? Well, no wonder you ain't never sold one. I ain't never heard of that magazine.
Neither's anybody else. They ain't even heard of it over Cherry Hill. That is, that one feller over there.
Cherry Hill? Was you clean over there?
Yeah, I hitchhiked over there this morning. Run smack into a feller that was selling the farm and needlework weekly, too. And he claimed Polk County was his exclusive territory.
Well, I thought you said it was yours.
Well, was a mix-up of some kind, I don't know. But the thing that made me sort of get mad was the fact that he just paid $10 for Polk County. Cost me $15.
$15? Goldie, you never paid nobody for this, did you?
Yeah, my last $15, too, if you only know.
Well, you ought to get that back, Mom. Who'd you pay it to?
I don't know. I never did get his name. Mr. Frisbee, though, I reckon. He come in the barber shop right early this morning. Said he was looking for a feller who wanted to make $1,000 a week, and I don't know, I guess I just sort of raised my hand, and before I noted, he had this special agent button on my coat and that $15 out of my pocketbook.
Well, I do know.
I still don't see how he done it.
Huh.
And he's always as good a salesman as him.
What, did you give you any of them farm needlework magazines to sell?
Yeah, give me a copy of it to show around as a sort of a sample. It's a good enough little magazine, yeah. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, interesting.
Sort of thin, ain't it?
Yeah, here was the subject. Call it a weekly. It's a little weak, all right. See, here's an article on farming. That's for the fellas to read, and here's our tickle on needlework for the women folks.
Well?
And an ad.
An ad? Just one in there?
It's on the back here.
Oh.
Says, don't be a slave. Be your own boss and earn big money.
Well?
Hey, that's what I ought to be, my own boss. And earn big money. I like that, too.
Well, it's a sense you won't do it selling that farm and needlework weekly long.
I know that. No, I'm the type of fella that's got to be his own boss. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a big office and a lot of secretaries working for me. Have telephones and big charts on the wall, maps, and all such as that.
Well, does it tell that ad there how you can get to be your own boss?
And maybe it does. Let's see here.
Yeah, read it, Darcy.
Unlimited opportunity to ambitious young man. Pave your own way to success.
Success, huh?
don't just dream about big homes, luxurious cars, swimming pools. Here is your chance to build up your own business and make those dreams come true.
Well?
Hey, Admiral, I believe I've hit on something here.
Yeah, that sounds awful good.
Ernest Hutchinson of Dubuque, Iowa, writes, I have tripled my earnings in 3 short weeks. Charles Brewer of Hastings, Nebraska, writes,
who's Charles Brewer?
I don't know. Some fella that's taken up this work, I reckon. Says here he's boosted his income 60%.
60%?
That's what it says.
I never heard of Charles Brewer.
That shows you right there what a big thing this is. Here's a feller nobody ever heard of boosting his income 60%.
For the land's sake.
Think what a feller that's no as good as I am can do.
Why, sure.
I ain't gonna look no further. This is the business for me right here.
Well, how do you get into it, Law? Maybe I'll go in it with you. Does it tell her?
Okay, let's see. Okay, here it is. For complete details, fill out the coupon below, and we will send out a representative to set you up in business as a...
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, finish it.
I ain't gonna do it.
Set you up in business as a what?
A exclusive special agent to sell the Midwest farm and needlework wheat.